The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. You know where to go. Every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here, it is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. You teased the folks.
I did. I should not have done that.
Is that a penny pincher?
No. A penny pincher would be someone cheap.
Well, if he pinched one off in his pants.
But Lauren Pope said, based on Juggalo's Trey's tweets, he definitely watches NASCAR the same way I watch Aggies and Pac-Man Joel watches Green Bay. See? The word's out. That you're an angry football.
I've admitted to what I do when I watch.
I know, that's why you say I tried to put that on you, but you're the one that told me you do that.
You're very good at refreshing people's memory and like giving outrageous examples that never happened and things like that.
Okay. Well, maybe I embellish.
You embellish a bit.
Maybe. Yeah. A lot. Hey, Barry, this is Quentin. I've endured through shin splints for a while. Remember Joel mentioning that he switched tennis shoes that helped him with his shin splints? Can you ask him to mention them on the radio so I can switch to those shoes as well?
It's not as much the shoes as it is the insoles. If you can get orthotics, that's the best thing you can do. But yeah, I mean, shoes is all the beauty in the beholder from a comfort perspective, depending on like if you have wide feet or not. I play in nothing but Nikes. I'll never play in another brand. They fall apart and they just don't have the ankle support. But I would suggest making sure, you know, someone can fit you for shoes, but I'd check out orthotics.
Yeah, if you're playing basketball, that's one thing. If you're running, go to a place like there's running stores. I'm not going to give any pub because they're not paying me.
I can give you one, but I know.
Yeah, but yeah. They're not. But, yeah, you can go to these places, and they'll custom fit you for your foot. Like, I have flat feet,
yep.
And when I run, my pronate.
Pronate or supinate, yep.
Yeah, so they'll fit you for shoes. I can't wear Nike running shoes because it doesn't have enough support for me. So they give you, like, they're like, all right, well, this is the only Nike you can run in, but these, you know, Adidas, or you can run in these Sauconys or whatever the hell they're called. Yeah, so they'll pick those shoes for you.
And look in the internet and check out what shin splints are and what it means, because a lot of people think you need more cushioning, and actually that extra give will aggravate you more than a shoe that has more of a firm, supportive sole. So check that out as well. It depends on, yeah, I don't know. I assume he's playing basketball, but whatever. Yep.
All right, so the story that I found, this man tries to pay ticket with pennies, gets choked by guard and defecates himself. This is all according to his attorney. This happened in Royal Oak, Michigan, when Anthony Seve got a parking ticket. He wasn't pleased. He went to pay the ticket with pennies, and he was turned away, then choked, and then he defecated on himself. His lawyer says, I don't think that in everyday course of business, we poop our pants or go around defecating ourselves. Well, first of all, Jonathan Marcos, speak for yourself. Some of us do, all right? Second of all, he said, let's back up. So this dude gets a $10 parking ticket. First of all, who's giving out $10 parking tickets? Why give out a ticket at all for $10? That just seems ridiculous. But he got mad. He went to go pay for it with his credit card. They were going to charge him a $1.75 surcharge to pay a $10 parking ticket with his credit card. So he got pissed. He left and went and got rolls of pennies worth $10. to come back and pay for. And they were like, nah, you can't do that. And they got pissed at him, and they wouldn't let him do it. The clerk said no, and I guess he got all in a tizzy, and there was words said. On his way out the door, the guard grabs him from behind and chokes him out, and when he goes out, he poops. And then he wakes up, and he's being carted off with poop pants. Yeah, with poop pants, and he's being carted off.
Ugh.
And now he's suing, rightfully so. If you make me poop myself, I'm suing you. I don't care what the situation
is. If you make me poop myself, I'm disappearing. I'm not suing you.
You're just going to go away?
Yeah. I'm not. I'm suing you for this guy making me poop my pants. I'm not doing that. Nope.
You're gonna take the embarrassment as it is and get the hell out?
Well, you want to add more embarrassment by raising a lawsuit?
You get paid for
it. The only way you're more embarrassed is if you lose. Now you're just the guy, you're the loser that pooped your pants. But if you win $250,000.
I think it's not going to change people's minds. They're not going to know.
No, right now, if I said, now answer the truth, Nick, all right? I want the truth out of you. If I stacked $250 on this table between us, right there, $250,000 cash.
Yeah.
$250,000 on that table and said, you can have it if you poop your pants right now. What would you do?
I would do it 100%.
What's the
no
difference?
Question. But you don't know you're going to win number one. You're raising
a 50-50
lawsuit.
Chance?
And everybody that saw you the first day is not going to go back and circle back and see whether or not you lost or won.
It's like a Taco Bell fart. Maybe it's a fart. Maybe it's not. Maybe you win. Maybe you don't. You don't know. Take that chance? Do you take the chance after Taco Bell?
No.
Okay. Well, his attorney, he said, I don't think anyone paying in penny rolls, whether it's a preferred thing to do for a county clerk or not, warrants this type of assaultive behavior and violation of constitutional rights.
I'd agree.
I agree with that, too.
You can't get choked out
because
you
paid
pennies.
Just because he wasn't paying pennies, yeah.
I think, is there some law that says you can't pay with pennies?
I'm saying, it's currency.
A recognized U.S. currency. I feel like they should have to take it.
I feel like that, too. They used to take pennies, if I'm not mistaken, at the toll, and then they stopped. Now
you're not allowed to anymore. You're not supposed to.
But they used to, like, literally count down every penny. Like,
it still will do it. Like, they tell you not to do it, but if you do throw pennies in, it will calculate them.
Really?
Yeah. I've had a couple do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
See the way I just buck the odds? I'm a thrill seeker. I throw pennies in the toll booth.
You're a wild man. Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. Nah, I would definitely be suing, though. I would definitely be out there trying to get paid. I've already pooped my pants and I'm on the internet. I need money now.
Yeah. All right.
For sure. Now, what would be hilarious if he sued and won and then the city paid him in pennies? $250,000 in pennies.
At least I'm not
going to
make
truck.
You poop your pants. I'm going to take it.
That would be a public servant that has a personality that would go, okay, we'll do that. Let's get it all in pennies.
Here's a dump truck full of pennies. Where do you want it? Because it's $250,000 worth in there. That would be great.
That would be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of funny, let's move on because Jerry's on hold. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jerry! Jerry wants to talk about the Giants and Eli Manning. And what
forget
better
the Giants
than
at this point.
Angry New York
oh
guy.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, you won't take my penny? Then fine. Good day, sir. And then he goes to walk to the mouth. Oh, my God. Yo, Trey is... He's pissed off, man. I called him. He's like, "What do you want to talk about?" Nothing. It's okay.
Was he usually like,
he
short?
All
you?
Business.
Yeah, normally,
all
you guys
business
converse
today.
For quite a while.
What's that?
Normally, you guys are conversive, but he was pretty get to the point today.
Oh God! He goes like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Jerry." I put you on hold. He comes back. What do you want to talk about? I'm like, I can call back later. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Leave him alone. He's a nice boy.
He is a good kid.
I'm messing with him.
He's the new intimidator.
He's a good kid. Leave him alone.
Exactly.
But anyway, I was going to say with the Giants, I don't understand what can you please explain to me what the possible benefit would have been for them to bench him like that? Because they're not going to make the playoffs. So what was the point? I mean, they pretty much just ruined their relationship with him.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not like you said yesterday, it's not like some great rookie coming in where you want to see what he's got. It's Geno Smith. I mean, it would be hilarious if when the first play of the game, the first series, they both walk out there at the same time, and he's like, no, I'm just not leaving. All the linemen look at Geno Smith, and they're like, all right, bro, bit of bounce.
Well, and that's the thing. They gave him the opportunity to start and keep the streak alive, and then they would sub in, and he, with all the class in the world, said, that's not why we play the game. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. All right, fellas, be good.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying yesterday. I mean, the biggest thing was if you were replacing him with like a young up-and-coming quarterback or you've got a guy like a Garoppolo that you want to see if he can play or not, I'd get it. But it's Geno Smith.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, Jerry, that's the question that I think needs to be answered. Why? It's not like this team is 5-6 with a chance to turn it around. All they have to do is go 4-1 over their last five or something like that to have a chance, a shot at the playoffs. It's over for the Giants this year.
And you've one of the laughing stocks of the league. The way you've handled everything throughout the year, from the fact that Ben McAdoo said, what'd you say to him at the halftime? Why should I have to say anything to motivate my players at the halftime? What the hell are you doing?
Not only that, but think about this. If you make a change, usually you're trying to improve things. Mm-hmm. You're not changing to get worse. Although in this case, I think that may happen. But why not? If you think Eli is so bad now, ride him out and get a higher draft pick. Why move him out of the lineup? What now? You want to move down five spots in the draft?
Well,
that makes no sense.
And the thing is, you know, you're not taking into consideration. I mean, yes, you want to get better, but even if you want to get worse, if you had someone that mattered behind him, it would be a bigger deal. But I think the other thing that's being lost here is what Green Bay had to do with Brett Favre, and it was painful for a lot of fans because they had to endure the end when he was hanging on and he wasn't playing great. But because he was Brett Favre, and a lot of the Giants' reactions that you're seeing from players and past coaches, Tom Coughlin, are saying, hey, he gave you two Super Bowls. He was two-time Super Bowl MVP. He started 210 games in a row. You got to do him better than this.
Yep. He's earned that.
Yes.
He has earned that. It's not David Carr. It's not, you know, Brian Hoyer. This is Eli Manning, a guy who's recognized as the face of the Giants, a guy who's, like you just said, you gave the reasons why. He deserves that much respect, at least.
Yeah.
It's just it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And like I said, you've already been the laughing stock of not only New York, but the entire country with the way you've handled everything this year, from the coaching staff to the injuries with the players to all the stories that we're getting secondhand about suspending players, talking back to coaches, not respecting guys quitting on the field, not making tackles. And you could save face at least by treating arguably one of the best players I was going to say the best, but one of the best players in Giants history needs to be treated better than this.
Agreed.
Clarence, you want to get in here real quick on the Giants. What's up, my man?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
What's up? First, wouldn't it be epic if Eli decides to leave the Giants next year, go to the Denver Broncos, and win a Super Bowl with them?
That would be pretty
just
hilarious.
Like his brother, right?
Yeah. That would be pretty funny.
It would be hilarious. I mean, I feel bad for the way they treated him. I mean, you're benching him. Why? Because the rest of the team sucks. You have no offense. You have no running game. And your defense is atrocious outside of JPP. I mean, I really just don't get it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the list of teams that you've seen mentioned – Denver's on that list.
Yeah, Denver and Jacksonville at the top.
And they sure could use somebody short term if their defense, you know, lived up to expectations. That would be interesting.
Yep.
That would be interesting, Curtis.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call as always, bud.
I mean, it's not as big, but it's close of saying Clarence's Saints doing the same thing to Drew Brees to play some journeyman quarterback as opposed to a young guy that they're trying to groom.
You don't think it's as big?
No, I said it's Eli's situation is not as big as a Drew Brees. Because Drew Brees statistically is head and shoulders above Eli.
Right.
But yet, nonetheless, a franchise that has a quarterback that has been that loyal, that good for that long, and played with only one team and never missed a game, that's all the reasons why you need to know not to do what they're doing right now.
Agreed. I am reading. You want to hear three tabs I have open right now?
Sure.
This should be a new game we play. What three tabs are open on your computer? Nick's would all be, we know.
No, it would not.
Okay. How you should fix a bad beard. Five realities of patchy beards. And 15 things not to do with your beard.
This beard thing is really getting you.
Well, I'm on the fence if I'm going to see this through or not.
I can see what, it through your for
facial
you.
Hair?
Yes.
You're going to see through it for the entire time it's on your face because those patches are never going away.
Listen, when I look in the mirror in the bald spots, it's not bald. It's just blonde hairs. So there's hair there. So do I just have to ride it out and let them turn the rest of like
it's like a bad 3D visual, Barry. You ever seen those sinkholes? From a distance,
you say my face looks like a sinkhole?
Well, if you grow it out, even if there's blonde hair that people
can't see, but
it'll
eventually turn brown, like the rest.
It's
going to
look like you got a sinkhole in your cheek.
But I'm saying that the longer I wait, according to these articles, it'll go brown and boom.
You ever had that friend in high school, like
beautiful beard,
tries to grow out his hair, but he really shouldn't grow out his hair because it's just nasty and frizzy? And
yeah,
that's what this. It's reminding me of that.
That's me.
Yeah, you know that dude that grows his hair for like a year and a half and just really shouldn't.
You guys are dicks. I'm closing the tabs.
I'd shave your face too. And then you'd call it a day.
All right.
All right, we got a Tiger Woods update for you. Yes, he's back on the course. And yes, he's back to his old tricks, but not like you think. That and a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
John, the Astros are...
Raheel, sounds like you need some water. Try this.
This is great, Mr. Gao. Where did you get this?
My house. A pH 1000 water treatment system from Houston Earth Smart Water can deliver alkaline mineral-rich water to your home, too.
Really?
Yes. Just go to HoustonESW.com.
Nice.
Did I mention that Earth Smart Water is the only system that the Mayo Clinic in Arizona trusts?
I didn't know that. Also, are we recording a commercial?
I think so, Raheel. I think so.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. 610 the West Loop southbound at Woodway. There's an accident on the exit ramp and taking up most of the feeder road. Sometimes life keeps you home instead of letting you eat out. That's why B-Dubs has online ordering for takeout so you can stay put when life makes you. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
You know, your trade-in is nice. It's nicer than what they're offering you. It's worth more than your neighbor's because you take care of yours. Well, I'm with you, and I'll give more than the other dealers will. John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I've even made it easier. Now you can go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and just enter your license plate number, and my system will immediately issue a price right there. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We have completely changed the car business.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Teamwork. It's important in sports and in business too. To have the best chance of winning, you need the right players on your side. That's where BDO comes in. BDO is one of the largest and most respected accounting, tax, and advisory organizations in Houston and worldwide. With deep experience in energy, manufacturing, and distribution, and countless other industries, the 500 professionals in our Houston office can help your business thrive. In Houston, people who know BDO.
ForMyChamps.com presents The Book, 55 Years in the Making. Champs, the 2017 Houston Astros Championship Season. The only commemorative hardcover book created for Astros fans by Astros fans. Order Champs for only $29.95. This book makes a great Christmas gift for any Astros fan on your list. Use promo code 97.5 and save 20%. Visit ForMyChamps.com today. That's the number 4, MyChamps.com.
Tune in weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. for The Bench. The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on.
Hey, this is Brett Bauer from The Blitz. Don't just watch the games this weekend. Make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you get that first deposit, you can score. Call Call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-2387. Or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your deposit.
Turn backyard beers into 50-yard line cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC, 21 plus only. See terms in app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. I mentioned it, so I will give you the details. Josh Rapp, consider this the Josh Rapp segment of the show because no one else wants to hear about golf. But Tiger Woods came back today. Not only did he come back, but he came back and finally did something when he did come back. 3 under par, 69, three shots off the lead at the Hero World Challenge down in the Bahamas. So that is one thing. And the other thing is the article comes out along with a lot of tweets. Tiger is officially back because the cussing is back as well. They said he let out a full-fledged GD on number 9 when he did not make a putt.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And then he yelled out a huge F-bomb after he continuing a shot.
Frick.
And right. Then screamed, "Oh, Tiger," on another one, which doesn't count. But
he screamed,
least,
"Oh, Tiger."
Yeah.
Was it like erotic or was it like angry?
I think it was angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking at the break. Her name is Jenna Dewan. D-E-W-A-N. I was telling him at the break, we were talking about somebody else. And I said,
I asked you about Vanessa Hudgens.
Hudgens.
No.
And I said Channing Tatum's wife was on Lip Sync Battle and woof, hot, like super hot. But look her up. But then, so I went to Google and typed in her name or Channing Tatum's wife. And then these pictures came up of them at the beach. All right. And if there's ever been a time that gives you, if there's ever been a picture that gives you hope, look at Channing Tatum's dad bod.
Yeah.
That gives me hope.
That's the Magic Mike, dude?
Yeah, that's Magic Mike. That might as well be me. I mean, he just looks like a regular-ass dude. See?
And if that was Barry, he'd call himself fat and start detailing how he needed to go on a
probably
diet.
Probably true.
Anytime your nipples start sloping downward.
He does have
downward,
a little man boobie going there.
Yeah, they start sloping towards your armpit. You've got man boobs. And
is that the
what's
indicator?
Happening to him. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm really
like,
worried about
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
You'll never notice that? Like, yeah, they'll start leaking down. Like, it'll look like they're sliding off your chest.
Just watch Phil Mickelson. You'll know exactly what you're looking for.
You got to be careful. You got to always do your push-ups. Always do your push-ups.
How many push-ups have you done in your lifetime?
Or bench press, Nick.
You know, when I'm not overweight, I got a pretty sweet chest. I'm not going to lie.
Did you ever have, when I was in high school, the wrestlers used to say, you don't have a real chest unless you could hold a pencil between your
really?
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to do something explicit
Seriously. And the wrestlers, that's how they, in the weight room, and that if you could hold a pencil between your pecs, then you had a chest.
Why would any dude want to do that?
Because you would prove that you have built up your
you
chest.
You could prove that you could be, had. Never mind. I'm going to say dirty things. It's 3:20. There's kids in the car. I almost said some dirty things.
I retweeted, by the way, the Drop the Mic show that we had talked about previously when we did our little rap battles. It was Michael Bennett of the Seahawks against Vanessa Hudgens, and the video's worth a watch. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a couple of very cagey camera angles.
All right.
Well played.
I like it.
Yep.
Okay. a couple more of these like fans of the year. I read the Mattress Mack one. Grant Grinnell, high school player of the year. No idea who that is, but I'll save it.
You need to read Fight Magazine. You'll
Brandon
be
very Deskins, pitcher from Friendswood, Rice commit. All right, I'll save that. Fan of the year was dude that took the home run ball from his sister-in-law during the World Series and threw it back.
It's a pretty good call.
Yep. Moment of the year, Altuve, the final out in the World Series. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Athlete of the year, Jose Altuve, duh. Coach of the year, Hinch. Event of the year, Super Bowl. High school athlete of the year. All the athletes who banged a teacher and stayed quiet.
Oh, man.
All right. That can't go on the ballot.
Hey, look, last story, I don't think the kid revealed. I think it was his parents. Maybe
yeah,
the
parents,
wanna...
snitching-ass parents.
Yeah.
And then somebody said Zion Williamson, and you said no because he's not from Houston. I have no idea who any high school athlete is. I don't keep up with high school sports at all. It's like zero. But you said he's a basketball player.
Yeah, he's a nationally recognized. Like the youngest ball kid when they were playing AAU this summer.
Uh-huh.
They had a big tournament in Vegas, and it was Williamson versus Ball and their teams, and it was like not only standing room only, there was a line like around the building to get in for that one.
He's 17, 6'7", and 250
pounds? Oh,
yeah,
he's a monster.
6'7",
yeah.
In high
yeah.
school?
Yeah.
All right, so remember when I offered you $250,000 to crap your pants and you said no?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
Well, you did say you would.
Yeah.
Our listener said, give me $250 and I will crap myself right now.
No, I would not do it for $250. Forget that.
Really?
$250, period?
Nah, forget
that.
Well,
you're selling yourself short no matter what comes out of your pants. That's terrible.
Yeah.
You don't think I still
think... give me more
than
that.
You do it for $250, Lambert?
You guys don't think that's enough?
Well, how much do you need?
What, are you going to frap for
$250? How low would you go?
I mean, it's just a pair of underwear. You can throw those out and get the new ones at American Eagle
and the
for
public
$9.
Embarrassment. You're walking out. You said right here on this table, you're going to have to walk out this studio with poop in your pants.
Yeah.
Right past the interns, through the elevators in the parking lot.
No, you go to the restroom, take them off and throw them away.
Oh, you got
you're
a backup.
You're not driving home with itchy butt. No. I'm going right in there. I'm going to take them off. I'm going to throw them away. I'm going to clean up as best I can, and I'm going to go
you
home.
You walk around with like
a rich
spare
man.
Clothing in your car?
No.
Okay.
I've told you this. One of the funniest times I've ever seen that happen. We were playing golf at Tour 18, and a guy I used to work with had a little too much drink the night before, but, you know, I feel like you can golf. And when he swung, he put a little extra oomph in it, and he was wearing white shorts.
Oh, no.
And he didn't know he did it.
Oh, how do you not know you?
Because he was still
kind of
hungover, and we were like, "Bro,
you know what?
You might want to go to the pro shop."
I might be going out on a limb here by saying this, and this may be just me talking crazy, but I feel like if I pooped on myself, I would know it.
I disagree. Sometimes
if he's hungover or drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're hungover and drunk, and sometimes it still feels like it was just gas. You get a little bit more than you bargained for.
Did you see his face?
Something tells me that
I
that's
wish
happened
we had
to
video
Joel
for
Silver.
That. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You can call it
Joel
a
goes,
crap. You can call it whatever you want, but there are times.
Joel goes,
I'm just letting you know.
From experience.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
I mean,
I'm just telling you. Sometimes you think it's a cloudy dust and a hearty hi-ho Silver, and the scared turtle is pocketing it. Peeking its head out.
Oh, that is
you know.
Too funny, dude. Too funny.
All right.
Skip, Chris, we see you. Yep. We'll be back, and we'll get to you next.
Taking a break, then coming back with the final half hour of, yeah, you guessed it, Craig, the big show. We're going to be right back with much more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. You low key, Annie, you've been hit by, you've
been struck by a smooth criminal. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Lowering energy bills every month is just one of the benefits of double-pane energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double-hung windows means the top and bottom tilt in for easy cleaning. Vinyl trim means you never have to repaint these windows. American-made premium quality means the best for less with a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. And financing is available. So call Window World today for a free estimate at 713-439-1172. Or go to windowworldhouston.com. Window World. Simply the best for less.
This is Tony Giamatteo, co-founder of Into Action Recovery Centers. For 17 years, I struggled with being hopelessly addicted to opiates and alcohol. Going to treatment was the only choice I had to save my life. That is why we started Into Action Recovery. We are dedicated to helping you turn your life around, too. We pride ourselves on being affordable and accepting all major insurances. Call Into Action Recovery Centers today at 844-209-9300. That's 844-209-9300.
Poker players, you need a poker room, but not just any poker room. You need Lions Poker Palace. They offer a Vegas-style atmosphere with top-shelf accommodations and seating, complimentary valet, and self-parking with security inside and out. Lions offers tournaments 7 days a week, and you won't go hungry with a full late-night kitchen. Enjoy 10 tables and an abundance of TVs to view all things sports. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for tournaments and events. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention ESPN and get the first 2 hours of play for free.
Guys, are you over 40 and currently taking Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra? Then this important announcement is just for you. PlayPharmacy.online is currently offering the lowest prices on generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra, as low as 89 cents per pill. PlayPharmacy.online is guaranteed, discreet, and offers free shipping. Go to PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free to take advantage of this amazing offer. Call 1-855-301-9565. That's 1-855-301-9565. PlayPharmacy.online has been helping men take control of their ED for years. Order now at PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free 1-855-301-9565. Again, that's 1-855-301-9565. Generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra for as low as 89 cents per pill? It's a no-brainer. PlayPharmacy.online. It's time to play.
The holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Come in and find great gifts for up to 60% off throughout the store. No coupons needed, like 60% off exertion for the family. Plus, Levi's starting at $24.99. Select Nike team apparel 25% off and Barbie dolls from $9.99. Plus, members can earn up to $30 in bonus rewards through December 5th. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, earn a $10 bonus reward for each purchase of $50 or more. Limit 3 per member. Redeemable 12/6/17 to 12/14/17. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of the big show. What are you giggling at now? Hey,
your chair squeaks. Sound like the beginning of Thriller.
It's your chair doing it.
No, that was yours.
It was your chair.
I wasn't moving when the noise happened.
You kind of did.
No. This is a great beat. A little Uzi Vert. Stupidest name in rap history. But good beat. Lil Uzi Vert. No idea what that means.
Me neither, and I'm not going to ask you to break it down.
No clue.
Skip's been holding for a while. He wants to get back in on this Eli Manning topic. What's up, Skip?
Skip.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I used to be one of those guys, you know, who said that we're paying these guys too much money and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. But these type of situations right here, these are the ones that make me say, go ahead and get your money while you can, you know, because as soon as you can't run a 4-3 in the 40 and get separation, or as soon as you can't throw that back shoulder pass, you out of there. And there's no loyalty. So just go ahead and tell all those young guys, get your money now, because as soon as you can't do it anymore, you're out of there.
It's a good point, Skip. I mean, go ahead, bud. Sorry.
Yeah, and I hate to see guys go through that, man, because I was looking down, you know, towards Larry Fitzgerald's way, and I think he just got a contract. I'm not sure. But I see that coming for him, too. And I love Larry Fitzgerald. That's a good guy.
No, he's a great guy, and Arizona better not do that. They did give him another, I think, a year or two, but I think they're going to play it smart. They're going to let him go out on his terms when he says he's ready to, because he was almost ready to call it a career this year. But you're right, Skip. The one thing that we hear more and more from the ex-athletes and the athletes that we have that we come across and talk to on this show is it is a business, and that is the one and only rule to remember. Don't give me anything about loyalty. Don't give me anything about respect. The one thing that has become more and more evident in the sports world today is it is nothing but a business.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. And the thing is you always hear about, you'll hear when one side is being slighted about loyalty, but there shouldn't be loyalty on either side, because the other, you know that the team you play for isn't going to be loyal to you when it comes time. And as a player, you shouldn't feel a sense of loyalty. Like, people were getting upset when, you know, I forget who it was. Somebody was going to change teams, and they were,
It was Kevin Durant. It was LeBron James.
Durant's a great example. Durant is a great example. If Durant just fell off as a player, trust me, the Thunder aren't going to be loyal to him.
No.
If he's a bad player. And so you can't expect him to be loyal to the franchise that way as well. I mean, At the end of the day, these guys are supposed to get their money, and teams are supposed to get them for as cheap as possible. That's the rules. It's every man for himself after that.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Texans. I mean, for as good as Matt Schaub was for a short period of time, the minute the pick six started coming, couldn't dump out quick enough. And you spent a whole lot of money on a long-term deal for a big ostrich of a quarterback last year, and you knew as well as everyone else in the city did, it doesn't matter how long he signed for, he's got to go. We got to do whatever we can, because it's got to, this is the only way to solve this, and the solution is get rid of him as fast as possible. That's what tells you what kind of business it really is. And I think that the one thing that magnifies it, again, with social media and everything that we're dealing with today, the fans have that perceived loyalty that should be there that blows the whole thing up even more. So.
Yep. Okay, so I'm filling out, and I'm looking up the guy's name, because I'm going to go with the fan that threw the ball back, Yasiel Puig's home run.
Yep.
He was with his, I want to say it was his brother.
It was either brother-in-law or sister-in-law.
It was his brother and sister-in-law.
Okay.
And dude caught the chick had the home run ball. He grabbed it out of her hand and threw it back. So that's going to be my fan of the year. So we've got that one taken care of. Event of the year, I've got World Series. Coach of the year, AJ Hinch. Athlete of the year, Jose Altuve. So I had my moment of the year, I'm still undecided on, but someone suggested for high school athlete of the year, Grant Gunnell, or Gunnell. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think it's Gunnell.
G-U-N-N-E-L-L. And I was like, all right. So I started looking up some of the other people that they were suggesting. And when I get to old Grant's profile on ESPN, so he's committed to A&M, and this is not why I'm picking him. The reason I'm picking him is the list of colleges that made him an offer. Now, mind you, this, like you said, you're limited to how many visits you can make and whatnot. But this is the list of schools that made this kid an offer, including A&M, where he committed. But then it goes, and this is alphabetical order: Alabama, Arizona, Arizona State, Arkansas, Baylor, Florida State, Georgia, Houston, Indiana, Louisville, LSU, Michigan, Mississippi State, Missouri, Nebraska, North Carolina, Northwestern, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Oregon, Pittsburgh, SMU, TCU, Tennessee, Texas State, Texas Tech, Tulane, UCLA, and Wisconsin. He got an offer from every one of those schools.
All D1s, mostly big D1s.
That's ridiculous. I mean, he's 6'6", 207. He plays for St. Pius. He's a quarterback. And you said this might be the kid that Salisbury said he worked with?
Yeah, I just texted Sean because he's on the air on the other station, and I want to make sure. But I'm pretty sure I think during the year, that was one of the quarterbacks that Sean worked with that I think he spoke extremely highly of. But I mean,
only 31 offers, no big deal.
You know,
and whatever.
And that's just according to ESPN.com. Yeah. We don't know if he's gotten offers from other schools.
I mean, when
cream de la cream, you got Alabama in there.
Yeah. You got Bama, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Notre Dame,
Wisconsin,
Oklahoma State, well,
A&M.
Both of those are probably not the creme de la creme, but those other ones are.
Why wouldn't you go to play quarterback at running back university? It's a smart move. At least you got a big offensive line to keep you safe.
Dude, that's crazy. And then what I think is cute is Texas State sends him an offer. Oh, you guys are
Tulane,
cute.
Like, Texas
like,
Lamar.
Like he's going to be like, you know what? Sorry, Notre Dame.
I'm going to Stephen F. Austin.
I'm going to Texas State.
I'm going to be a lumberjack.
It's one of those things where...
Well, you're starting to see that trend. You're starting to see the trend where they don't mind going to the smaller schools. You saw that with, what's his name? Was it Carson Wentz? Who went to North Dakota State?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, they're not necessarily wanting to go to the big school with the most exposure.
When you have those other 30 offers on the table.
I wonder what Carson Wentz Notre had. Dame, maybe he didn't have that many offers.
Okay, so if he had to choose between Bama, Notre Dame, Florida State with all the hot chicks, Arizona State, which has the hottest chicks in the nation, and then Texas State. Party school, yeah. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I think they lose 100 times out of 100 when it comes down to that.
Lawrence wants to get in here. All right, high school athlete. Let's what? See what's got. Little Lawrence, what's up?
Lawrence, go. Lawrence, go. Turn on your radio.
Hey, they got a guy named Jalen Preston. Play for Manville High School.
Okay.
You need to check him out, man.
Damon Preston?
Jalen Preston.
Jalen Preston. Okay.
Will do.
Manville High School.
All right. I feel like we're opening up now.
Because it won't stop.
Everybody.
And I've seen that football field over there in Manville. It's insane.
Is it?
The school's insane. Like, it's just, it's a pretty big football field.
Well, I've made my
decision.
There's
a field by that school.
Because I don't have a single clue about a single high school athlete in this city, I'm going with Grant. Okay. Just because. That list is impressive.
I'm waiting on Salisbury to text me if that was indeed the case, but I think it was.
Yeah, pretty impressive list.
I just got a tweet from the Astros.
Oh, boy. Directed at you?
No, but this one's going to surprise you a little bit. Of all current Hall of Famers in the Baseball Hall of Fame, there is a player that ranks first in saves, save percentage, earned run average, opponent's batting average, whip, and strikeouts per nine innings that is not currently in. And he was a member of your Houston Astros.
Say it again.
Among Hall of Fame relievers, this gentleman would rank first in saves, save percentage, earned run average, opponent's batting average, whip, and strikeouts per nine innings.
Has to be Billy Wagner.
Indeed.
Okay.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
If that's the case, if he's ranked in all those, yeah.
A lot of people would say no at first glance, but when you start breaking down the numbers, he has 422 saves. His save percentage was 86%. 2.3 earned run average, opponent's batting average, 187, and 11.92 strikeouts per nine innings.
You know, Mike Hampton was known as the Bulldog, but if there ever was a Bulldog on the mound when it came to pitching, it was Billy Wagner. I mean, that was a guy that when you saw him run into the
Enter
mound.
Enter Sandman, baby.
It was, you got hyped. Every time.
You got the goosebumps when he came in.
Because you knew, here it comes, it was going to be 100. He wasn't going to, he wasn't going to give up. He wasn't going to give in. He was coming at you. He would throw at you. He didn't care.
He had that kind of backwoods twang, let you know, I don't give a rat's ass what you've done. I'm going to knock you on your butt.
Oh, Billy Wagner was one of the best, man.
Yep.
One of the best. It was either going to be him or Dave Smith. Just kidding.
Wouldn't that be something if you got another Astro in? Everybody always, it was a foregone conclusion you're going to get Bagwell and Biggio, but, and Nolan didn't go in as an Astro anyway.
Yep.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
All right, we got one segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap it up, put a bow on it, and send you on your way as you get ready to be home. And while you're on the road, you listen to the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. 610 the West loops southbound at Woodway. There is an accident on the exit ramp. Domino's loves you so much that they're giving you 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order on Domino's.com, online only, and valid now through December 7th. Availability and charges may apply. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 chicken burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
Do you have an unsightly water stain on your ceiling? Here's how to diagnose the underlying problem and cover up the spot. Water marks are often caused by leaky roofs or plumbing. Even if the stain feels dry, it's important to first investigate for possible leaks and get them repaired so you don't risk more expensive structural or electrical damage. Check the roof first. Look for uneven shingles, flashing gaps, or weakened roof vent seals that need to be patched. Inspect upstairs bathrooms for caulking gaps around the tub, toilet, sink, or shower drains that could be seeping water. Once you've repaired the problem, clean the stain with a mix of 1 cup bleach to 3 cups warm water. That should lighten the stain's appearance and discourage mildew growth. Rinse the spot with water, allow it to dry, then apply a base coat of stain-blocking primer. The result will appear lighter than the original color, so you'll probably need to apply 2 coats of sealing paint to restore a uniform look. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
You know what really sparkles during the holiday season? Well, you do when you propose with a Robbins Brothers diamond, hand-selected for beauty and quality. Now through December 17th, save up to $1,000 on select diamonds and preset engagement rings during Diamond Days. And get special no-money-down, no-interest financing for 30 months through December 31st. Visit Robbins Brothers Clear Lake or Houston Loop today. Call 1-800-610-RING for details. Minimum $1,500 purchase required. Robbins Brothers credit card. 30 equal monthly payments subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Now is the best time of year to wrap up in Serta Comfort. Treat yourself or someone special to a new Serta iComfort mattress set. Only iComfort is designed with Serta's latest cool-to-the-touch memory foam to help comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Wrap up in comfort today with Serta iComfort. Find a retailer at SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta Comfort today at Moore Furniture in Cleveland or at Affordable Furniture in Houston.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. Looks like it is going to be Jimbo Fisher heading to Texas A&M. Reports coming out, sources confirming that the relationship between Jimbo and Florida State deteriorated this morning. The $60 million demand that Fisher made that FSU wasn't ready to meet for his coaches, for facilities, for other things, looks like it's going to pave the way for him to head to College Station.
Not a surprise. Did you see the fan that roasted him on his radio show? He was doing a radio show.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And it was him, and I don't know if it was producer or co-host or whatever, but they're sitting at a table, and I guess they would take questions from fans live there. And this one guy walks up, and they hand him the microphone, and he's like, "Hey, Jimbo, I have a question. Where's the loyalty, huh? Where's the loyalty?" And then some dude, I guess works for the radio station or Florida State or whatever, grabs the mic out of his hand and then pushes the guy. And the guy's like, "Oh, you know," and he kind of turns around and starts to walk away. And then the guy starts pushing him from behind to make him leave, but continues to push him. Now, if you snatch the mic out of my hand, that would be one thing. But when you start pushing me in the back 4, 5, or 6 times, I don't care what I said. Like, look, there might be some ass whoopings that get handed out. Like, you can't just sit there and push me out of the room. Yeah, I'll walk out.
How crazy things college football makes people do. I mean, they're just dumb.
But, yeah.
Even the PR.
Well, PR stuff, I liken that to, you know, somebody that calls here, like when we had Sigmund on, they were like, you know, how many people have you bleeped? How many women have you been with? And the guy was like, "You're not funny, but I waited 30 minutes on hold to tell you that."
Yeah.
Like, people do crazy things, so it doesn't surprise me that a guy would go there and do that. And he's well within his rights to do it as a fan.
I was just going
to
say, the question wasn't like out of the...
I mean, if
it wasn't
you
completely out of line.
Look, if you're I'm assuming if you're at that event, then you're a Florida State alum
Yeah. I've seen it. When Tom Herman was here, they used to have it at Raging Cajun.
You've paid money to that school.
Huge U of H get together.
Nick, would you feel like you had the right if you went to the Tom Herman radio show, one of the last ones, like you knew Texas was probably a done deal.
And I was that upset
you've
about
paid,
it?
And you're that upset and you've paid tuition at that school. Do you feel like it's your right to stand there with the mic in your hand and go,
hell
hey,
yeah.
Where's the loyalty to U of H, Tom?
Absolutely.
And then if a guy snatched a mic out of your hand and pushed you four times as you were walking away, would you turn around and punch that dude?
I might.
He
did. Depending on my mood.
He just walked away, but yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, definitely was. And it, you know, he basically said, you know, he set it up by saying, Jimbo, you always said this was your last stop in football. You always said this, that, and the other thing, and then said, you know, the loyalty comment. But it doesn't matter. You can't lay your hands on a guy, and especially at a radio show. And if that's a radio station employee or whoever the guy was employee of, you can sue his ass. Because they can't lay their hands on you for freedom of speech.
Yep.
So there's another thing. You don't have to poop your pants for $250. You can just sue the guy that pushed you in
Maybe
the radio.
Maybe the fan was like somewhat smart, and he was like, I'm a Florida State fan, and I still want to be a part of this radio show. I still want to listen. I still want to participate and call in. You don't know. Maybe he's not that smart. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but you never know what the situation is. I don't know what the dynamic was exactly, so
somebody said,
hard to tell.
Somebody said Wentz had zero offers. That's why he went to North Dakota State. I don't
Which
know
is
that
also
to be true.
Possible.
Yeah.
Look, Rodgers went to Chico State. And he went to Butte Community College and Chico State. He's from Chico, California. He went to Butte Community College because he didn't have any offers. And then after 2 years, Cal Berkeley offered him. So sometimes it takes a while to, you know, the late bloomers or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Somebody said, how tall am I? I'm like 5'10".
Well, but you've been wearing heels lately.
Well, you know, in heels, I'm 5'10".
And a half.
Well, somebody wanted to know, what are the sources saying Fisher's leaving FSU? Where did you get that?
The last one that I got was on Twitter, and Travis Johnson, the Florida State alum, was chiming in on it, so it seems like there was some validity there as well. Let me find it for you, and I'll get it to you. But
somebody did say Grant is Salisbury's guy, one that I'm making the
there you go.
My high school athlete of the year on this thing. So I still got to come up with moment of the year, which I think I'm going to go with Springer's home run in the 7th inning of Game 5 to tie it up 8-8. For some reason, that one stood out to me more than any of the other home runs. That one just, I don't know. You felt like, oh, heck, they've given it up now. It's over. So I'll take that one as my moment of the year. Yeah.
By the way, the website was Inside the ACC. And the
.co.uk.
The reporter, the headline is Jimbo Fisher heading to Texas A&M inside the $60 million demands FSU wouldn't meet.
Okay.
So there you have that. Quentin, you want to get in here real quick? What's up, man?
Hey, Barry, what's going on? Come on, man. Hey,
Barry.
Just touch on that real quick. Moment of the year, what about that one Gurriel hit that tied up to send the game into extra innings?
Wasn't that Marwin Gonzalez? You're talking about the Dodger game in game one?
Game five.
No, game one or game one off of Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning.
Hey, but my real question is... What is the fetish with this Jimbo Fisher guy? Okay, so he's been to a national title once. I mean, what has he done since then? I mean, you can't say the guy is a great coach if he had a great quarterback, and then after the quarterback left, he hasn't done anything after that. If he would have continued with other quarterbacks and been to the finals and this and that, I would understand why people have such an affinity for him. But, I mean, not that I'm an Aggie, but, you know, I just don't see the fetish with that guy. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, no worries, Quentin. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, one of the things is you have to look at how he has that team, how he had that team prepared going into this season as well. Did they turn out to be what they were supposed to be? No. Going in, though, they were loaded, everyone thought. He had them ranked number 3 in the nation. He's done well at Florida State since he's been there. 2010, 10-4. His worst year at Florida State was 9-4.
So
His worst year was 9-4.
Think about that.
At Florida State, his worst year was 9-4. He's 10-4 his first year, first in the Atlantic Division of the ACC. 12-2 in 2012, 14-0 in 2013, 13-1 in 2014. 10-3, 10-3. And yeah, now he lost, what's his name? Francois.
Ricky Jean France. No, not Ricky Jean Francois, but Francois, yeah.
Lost him early on, lost a couple other injuries, but just not a good year for him at 5-6. And, you know, like you said, when you look at that record, 83-23 in 7 years, that's pretty good.
No doubt about it. I'm saying, what was Sumlin's best year at A&M? Because it would probably rival Fisher's worst year at Florida State.
Well, it was year
one. It was Manziel,
one,
right?
Year one
Eight
of,
wins,
of,
nine wins?
Yeah, it was year one of Manziel. No, I think they won 12 that year, if I recall. 11. So he went 11-2 in 2012. That's when they got second in the West in the SEC. That was their first year in the SEC. So he was 11-2, and then 9-4, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5, 7-5.
Confirmed, by the way. Sean Salisbury has texted me back. He's been training Gannell since the eighth grade, and he said best quarterback in the country.
Nice.
Going to A&M. So Jimbo's going to inherit a quarterback.
Yeah. Just much like Kevin Sumlin inherited Manziel. So pay it forward, right?
Well, but also think about that. Nick looked up the kid that the caller called about from Manville. You talk
Jalen
about
Preston?
Jalen Preston is also going to A&M. So Sumlin's leaving the cupboard pretty full when he steps
Charlie
out.
Charlie Strong in it.
Exactly.
All you got to do is bake the cake,
well,
Fisher.
Barry, what you need now is pixie
got
dust.
All the ingredients.
Because according to Tom Herman, when you come into a new situation and these kids aren't getting the pixie dust to just come right
all
in
right.
And be players.
I'm going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you an interesting question.
Which you always do, Barry.
Will Jimbo Fisher have a better record in his first year at A&M than Tom Herman did his first year in Texas?
He's got to go 11-2. If that's what you just said.
Will Jimbo Fisher have a better
year? Oh, better
year
than Tom Herman had his first year at Texas?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you think?
I think so as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, year
I'm
two might be a little different because we'll see what happens once Herman starts getting his recruits in there. Because he needs a quarterback to play his way.
Yup. Texas showed spark this year. They showed signs, but I think all in all, a disappointing year for UT.
Oh, no doubt about it. Absolutely a disappointment. And again, that was that pixie dust comment that even Urban Meyer called him out on. Charlie Strong did not leave the cupboards bare.
Nope.
He just couldn't get it done on the field, much like Kevin Sumlin. Both guys could recruit, but hey, there's a higher demand when you're talking about an SEC school in Texas where football is king and all those different things. It's a different ball game than it is, like we said, if you're Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State or other places.
Yep.
By the way, props to Sean Salisbury because people don't realize, aside from just doing what he does here with radio and television,
busy
that
dude
busts his ass with quarterbacks and he makes them better players. The fact that he was this kid's coach since eighth grade, don't sleep on the fact that that had something to do with it.
Texas Tiger said Fisher went 56-22 without Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
I think a lot of schools in this country would take that. So we'll see. If that is indeed the case, we will let you know as soon as we do. I'm sure if it breaks tonight that Fred and AJ will have it before you guys get home for dinner. But in the meantime, we're going to say thanks for making another great show. We're having another great week, and it's all because of you guys. That makes us the usual suspects. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 to 4, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.